Lesson 15. Mary was a writer of picture books. She lived alone, and her life was simple. Every morning she worked, and in the afternoons, she took care of the beautiful flowers in her garden. One day, Mary saw a girl standing in front of the garden. Mary gave her a smile and asked, "Do you like flowers? What's your name?"
"My name is Lisa. I like flowers," answered the girl.
Mary said, "I'm glad to meet you." They talked about flowers. They had a wonderful afternoon.
"Come again, Lisa," said Mary. "I think we will become good friends."
They did become good friends, but one year later, Lisa got some sad news. She ran to Mary's house and said, "My family will move to London. I don't want to leave this village."
20 years later, in London.
Lisa was working as a nurse, and her husband Tom was working as a taxi driver. They had a daughter, Emily. Because Lisa was very busy, she sometimes felt unhappy and lost hope. She began to say to herself, "Am I a good nurse? Am I a good mother for Emily? Is this a good life?" One day, Emily said to Lisa, "Mom, I found a nice picture book in a bookshop. The pictures were so beautiful. I want that book." Lisa bought it for Emily the next Saturday. In the evening, Lisa read the picture book to Emily. It was a warm story between a girl and a woman, and there were many beautiful pictures of flowers in the book. On one page, the girl talked with the woman in the garden.
"What do you want to be?" asked the woman. "I don't know, but I want to be like flowers. Flowers always give people hope, and flowers make people happier," answered the girl.
When Lisa saw the picture of this page, she suddenly remembered. This is Mary's garden! 20 years ago, they said the same thing in the garden. Lisa looked at the first page, and she found the author's words there. "This book is for my dear friend Lisa." Then Lisa remembered those kind words Mary had said to her on that day. A little later, Lisa said to herself, "I will be like flowers. I will be a person who can give hope to people around me and make them happier." Lisa hugged Emily, and Emily smiled back at Lisa.